Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Indianola boys basketball defeated Des Moines East 80-49 Tuesday evening, heard live on 94.3 KNIA. And we hear from all five seniors on the Indianola boys basketball roster: Jacob Graham, Brooks Paw, Landon Olson, Bryant Ritchie, and Isaac Erickson.
Fellas, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So
you got one mic, so if you got to make sure who's talking, and tell you. Us who you are. Okay. This is radio, so it's not like TV. Yeah. So you got to say who you are. Go ahead, Mr. Ritchie.
Right.
Nice game tonight. Really good. You started out really tough, all those threes. What were you thinking? I mean, it kind of come naturally?
Yeah, it was kind of like the whole team had been practicing a lot of our kickouts and stuff like that, so I knew they were coming and just had to have the confidence to knock them down and know my teammates were going to pass it out to me there.
Go ahead. You want, or I? Yeah, go ahead. You asked a question.
Yeah, here we go. Let's go to Landon here. Landon, I saw you hit that three and it was smiled from ear to ear when you were running back on defense there.
Heck yeah. We practiced that in purple team and purple squad. We have gold and purple starters and kind of practice team, and we're purple teaming. And if we hit a shot, we're all going to be excited.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. And now let's move to Brooks here. Brooks, yep. 7 points for you tonight. Yeah. Good night for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew I might have a chance to play tonight, so, you know, I've been putting the work in practice, working on my shots, and I was ready tonight.
What did you think, Brooks, when you let that go and that three went in? I mean,
I swirled around a little bit.
There was nobody sitting down on the bench when you hit that.
They were fired
up. I guarantee
out.
You.
I knew it was going to go in. I knew it was swirling around a little bit, but I knew it was swishing.
Isaac, same thing. Look at these guys.
Fourth quarter three, place erupted.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it was just surreal, man. When I let the ball go, I thought there was no chance because that was just flat line. But that was surreal, yeah.
All right, and then we'll go to Jacob here. Jacob, just talk about your unselfish play tonight. A couple times you're on the block, could have gone up with it, but you dumped it off to George. That's got to be good chemistry over the years, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, sir. I always try to make the right play, and I'm not always scoring the ball, but I try to get my teammates set up for good baskets, and you know, I kind of took that role of the unselfish player, and I kind of want my teammates set up for success.
Yeah, we know that, and we see that.
Let's get it from his grandpa.
Yeah, let's get it from grandpa here. Of course, I'm sitting up here doing this. Now, it's a good thing it's radio. I'm, I know grandma's down there. She goes, shoot, you know. But no, you play really well, and I've told you this before, and I guess I'm going to make it on the air.
All right.
Everybody knows you're my grandson, but here's the thing. You do it unselfishly, and you do it, whether it's feeding off to Richie or George or Easton. You find that open person, and I know Coach and I have talked about that too. You're the guy. Nobody does that any better than you do on this team, really, and I think they appreciate that. And there was a couple of them tonight that
–
Oh, my God, I thought
like,
there's no way.
It was like Steve Nash in the 2000s. I mean, the passing was flawless. Yeah.
Let me ask this question of these gentlemen, if I can. Bryant and Jake, 3 years playing varsity on and off, last 2 years pretty much on the floor. But talk about what this means to you this night, last night in front of the home crowd. In front of that, we're going to let him think about it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Bryant, we're going to give it to you. Just talk about it. And the same thing for each and every one of you. Think about what this means to you and your time here. And that's 4 years sticking with the Indianola Ball Club.
Yeah, it's been a long time playing on this court. In front of the home crowd, you've grown to love them and know a lot of the faces over the years. And they know what you do, and they know what you're capable of. And it's just awesome looking up into the crowd every single game and seeing them out there. And it's sad to say it was our last in-season game at home, but it just means a lot to be able to come here and see these guys every single week, every single game.
I see Landon's moving around, so
he's ducking.
He's not talking. Go ahead and tell who you are, Jake.
Yes, Jacob Graham. It means a lot. Last home season game, and, you know, just seeing everyone come out and, you know, support us, it really means a lot to us. And we know we got a home game next week, but just for our community to still come out and support us, it really means a lot. And, you know, us seniors are last year here, but it really means a lot as a team that they really come out and support us.
Yeah, and how special is it to play like this in this kind of game where it's the last regular season game?
Oh, I got you. This is Isaac. I think it's just kind of one of those things, like all these guys have talked about, even though I might be on the bench, like just the moment is surreal. Like getting to be able to watch some of these guys make – really important shots, like Richie making threes or Jacob passing off to whoever, like being able to watch all this happen and then like coming at the end and do it yourself, I just think it's such a surreal moment and thing to just watch. Yeah.
This is Brooks. I just thought it was awesome that, you know, all five seniors got to get in the last 2 minutes. You know, I've been playing with these guys since I was a little kid. I've been playing with Landon since second grade. I've been best friends with Richie since kindergarten. I've been playing with these guys since middle school. It's just awesome. It seems like a awesome to, you know, have a final moment with these boys.
Go ahead, Landon.
Yeah, Landon Olson. And I just want to say it's a Tuesday night, and we're coming out, and the student section's packed for our last home opener. So I think it's always good to do that, and it's barbecue chicken from there.
I think you mentioned purple and gold. Yeah, those squads. It's you guys who make probably the seven guys that get to play makes them better. Talk a little bit about that and your dedication to this program with you three.
This is Brooks again. You know, we try to work hard in practice, so we're like giving them the best competition, so they're ready for game night. You know, we're trying to get them to play their best. We're trying our hardest, you know, just making them work so that come game night, they're ready to go.
Yeah, this is Jacob. These guys really work hard in practice. They really push us to be better, and especially these three right here. Landon especially, he shoots the ball a lot. He makes it a lot. He talks some trash, too, a little bit in practice. And, you know, it gets us a practice for keeping our composure out there. But, yeah, these guys really get us better for our games. And, I think you saw it out here tonight especially.
Go ahead.
The Purple Squad means a lot to us. half the time when we're playing our scrimmages against like whoever we're scouting for that time, half the time they're whooping our butts at the beginning, and we got to figure out how to play against Landon's great shooting, Brooks is good defense and driving, Isaac's good post moves down low, and it's just a lot of fun to play against these guys that we've grown up with, and they really make us a lot better.
And I think my comment to you guys, our fans are fantastic. The turnout, yeah, I think one of you, I forget who mentioned it, but the turnout to see the student body and the fans out here supporting you guys. And you're not over yet. Got Bondurant coming up on Thursday. Sir. And then, of course, first round Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Against Iowa City Liberty.
Yep.
Yeah, so there should be a good turnout for that. And it's just your final comments on the game tonight and the season so far. Just anything you want to say.
What a game. That was a lot of fun. Good to get back in our rhythm and have all that chemistry that everybody outside of the court in the stands could all see, and just a great day with the boys playing basketball.
So that's what it's about, playing basketball with the boys.
I think this was the best night it could have gone for us, with all five seniors getting to play and all five seniors getting some points, so couldn't have gone out a better way.
Yeah, I think this game just showed me why I play basketball, you know, being on the team. Watching these guys play again, to play with them, it's so special, and I'm gonna miss it.
Yeah, I just want to thank God for the opportunity that I was able to be here and be able to play with these boys. It means the world.
Yeah, it means a lot. Last home game, and it really means a lot playing with these guys one last time in the regular season at home. So, yeah, it was a great turnout for tonight.
Gentlemen, thank you. It has been a pleasure to watch you play all these years, and I've seen a lot of basketball over the years. I go back, way back to even before Chris Street, Casey Blake, and back there. I think this group has really got that, camaraderie?
Yeah, that's a good word.
I think that's the best thing I can say. Just a great group. Good kids, good friends, and congratulations on a nice win tonight.
Absolutely.
Yes, thanks,
and
Ricky.
Good luck, Bondurant, and in the tournament trail.
Thank you.
Again, that was the five seniors on the Indianola boys basketball roster right here on today's Lily Radio Sports page on KNIA-KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports radio coverage, KNIA-KRLS.